Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're really behind now. The bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara said we really today is supposed to be Tezvav, but we had to shorten it yesterday because of by the time we started it was 8:30. Gemara now brings at the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Amalei Abayli Amayrit Rav Chista, Bamin Emer Rav Chista, Halacha Bizar Mahu. He wanted to know what is the din of Halacha? Does it have a Shem of being an Avayda? And if a Zar did it, does it passel or does it not passel? Rashi over here comes and says, he says that, but we're going on the tzad. By halacha, remember we're talking about the din of halacha shalayma rego. So the Gemara brings, nachum of imtim tzalayma asabar halacha shalayma rego, leishma halacha, ein makshava bayelus klal. That's how the Gemara came out, but makshava doesn't help. So Abaye asked, well, my name is Rav Chisda, halacha bizar bahu. What is the din of halacha bizarre? Amar Lake Shera. Like the Gemara says, it's going to come out that it should be kosher. Umikra Misayeni, like we even see from a pasuk, it would seem to be. Vayishchatu es ha-pesach, vayizriku ha-kayhanim es ha-dam, es ha-dam, miyadam, v'halviyim ha-pshitim. And there it's telling us, there it tells us, that, like Rashi says, Vayizruka Akayinim is Adam, Miyadam shall shechtim. From the hands of the people that shechted it. Mashma. Vashechtim Zarim Ninu. The Ashmaelid cross, and the Pasuk seems to tell us, Shazarim Laikin Aysam Miyadam Ekabel. What does it mean? That after the Kahana made, a Kabbalah Saddam, the Shechter took it back. Then they brought it to the people, to the Kahanim that are going to be Zayrek. Muslim Rav Sheshes. What do you mean? How can he say such a thing? Muslim Rav Sheshes. Zar V'aydan. What do we have? We have a Zar V'aydan. Shikar V'almam. The Kabbalah Uva V'haylacha. This Rik Apostle. The Chayn Yashay, the Chayn Smal, Tufta. So what do we see from here? The same Gemara that we have in Yuma and Perikat Sila. So the Gemara says, Mefarish, that Hailacha is Avada and Avada. And Avada is going to be Apostle. Chayn Yashay, Tufta. The Harap, he's a cry, the Pusik. He's a croak over. No, we might say it's the Mah. We're not talking over here in the Pusik where they actually went and brought it. Shechtim took it, then they brought it to the people that are being Zayrik. No, they just held it. They were just holding it over there. Rashi says, Mimkaiman, Hazar, Eitzel, Akayin, Hamikabel, and the Kayin would give it to him just to hold, but not to transport. Okay, and at the end, we come out on Avada. It's like Avada, Hazar that does it. Avada, he's not allowed to do it, and he's even Mechawulin. Now, Rabbi Rav Yisit Yami Tovayu, Halacha Bizar. Now, we did when we said the Shaila, we did not say whether it's going to be Tali and Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. But what now the Gemara is telling us, though, Halacha Bizar Machlokes Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. Maybe we should say it's Tali and Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. Remember, Reb Shimon, the Omar, Avaida, She'esha Levatla. Not Avaida here. It's not an Avaida that is impossible by Shalom Lishma. Shera, bizarre. Maybe it should be totally in that too. The Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan who hold that Shalom Lishma, apostles by Halacha. So it means that it's a regular Avaida. And therefore, it's a regular Avaida, and Zer will pass him. What do you mean? We could have a case on the shechita that avada is absolutely essential for the avada. The avada sheyesha levatla still alshera bizar, and therefore, even if it is absolutely essential, you see that it's still able to be kosher bizar. Maybe we should say the same thing according to everybody by halacha. Shechita does not count. It doesn't have the same status as Avayda, because likely you have different Rishayim exactly what this is. Whether or not maybe it's the same type of Avayda that you have by Chulin, there's nothing unique about it, Megami Kodship, and therefore, or other ways, and therefore, you can't bring a Raya from Shechita, has a different category. It was Stephen Rashi, it's Mashma. Whether or not it means Shechita Lav Avayda, Rashi and Zvachim in the Ksav Yad later is differently than the way he says in other places. Amalei Shechita Lav Avayda below, v'homer v'zeram harav. What do you mean? Shechita Bizar, Shechita Tzpara, Bizar Psula. We learned that Shechita by Paraduma, even if you hold Shechita Lav Avayda he, what is Shechita Lav Avayda? Since it's not an Avayda, therefore it's able to be good bizarre. What do you mean it's Lav Avayda? They say Shechita Bipara is certainly possible bizarre. Dilmarav Allah Allah Zer Machuka Ksidba. That's different. Because the Abadai says Allah Allah Zer Machuka Ksidba Sakasim Yidin Kayit. Shiny Para, the Gemara says, that's part of the Kasha. Shiny Para, the Kasha Mena Kabayasi. You know why it's possible? Because para is not a carbon, a regular carbon with kedushas agu. It's only medical bias, and therefore it's more chlamer. What do you mean? Faith the Gemara, mamish, au contraire. Belav kol chaydu, not a rabbi. What are you telling me? Because medical bias, therefore it's more chlamer. Kachim medical bias, havia avayda. Kachim is bad, lava avayda. And the Gemara says, amarav shesha, breda ravidi. Yeah, only because we didn't have the Amaris Nagayim, the Lava Avaydahi, Obay Kahuna. The reason is not because of that. Avada, the reason why you need it is only because it's been to have the Amaris Nagayim. It's there are certain mitzvahs that there are by Kaihanim. It's not an Avaydah at all. Yeah. It's El Azar Bechuka, that even if it's not an Avaydah, there's certain mitzvahs that have to be performed by Kaihanim, which have nothing to do with an Avaydah. For example, Maris Nagoyim. Maris Nagoyim are only good by Kaihanim. It's not an Avayda. Nafkamina is, and again, we have a very big problem, if it needs big day kahuna. Let's say a Kohen wants to go at Paskin on Maris Nagoyim, and he's not wearing big day kahuna. The Pashtus is that there's no problem with that at all. Because what happens? He goes on, he duchens. Kohen goes up to duchen. He has to be wearing big day kahuna. It's a mitzvah of kahuna, not an avayda. Therefore, a kohen is able to go ahead and be duchen to see his kapayim. It's not talia. He doesn't have to have dafke big day kahuna. And the same thing is maris nagoyim. We do have a problem with the taisis yeshadim and yuma. We have a taisis yeshadim and yuma that is, that's not like that. He learns that there taka does need big day kahuna. It's a big shaila why it is like that. So that does create certain problems. Why should he be de kahuna? Why should there be a din of be de kahuna anyway? Why should there be a din of be de kahuna? But the pashtus is that it's not like that. But so it's a certain mitzvah of kaihanim that you have. Let's say you would hold. The way we're saying that the shechita has to be with a kohen. Let's say he's going to be an echidabi. Will he be happy we wearing big day kahuna? Not necessarily. No, it's like it's be the habi amaris nekoyim. It's the same thing, but it's not because it's an avayda. And because it's medical bias. Faith in Gemara. Amra zotim arami. Bahari aloha sebar mlekevish. What about the transporting of the Evarim after the Zrika was done? Evarim lekevish de'avayda she'er efshel levat lohi. There it's an avayda that it's efshel to be mevakel with. Psula Bizar, and there it's also a Psula Bizar. Dixiv, the Hikir Achaynis HaKol, the Hikir HaMizbecha. What is that? V'yama Basu, I love a Sefar of the Kevesh. There, since it's a Sefar, over there it involves, I love a Sefar of the Kevesh. And since it's a Sefar, I love it, so it's an Avaida. And even though it's Efshel Levatla, and why is it Efshel Levatla? So Rashi over here comes and tells us. Yeah, because Rashi says we have a different ways to learn Rashi here. Rashi Benachis. Rashi over here comes and tells us. Halachas Aibarim Efshel Levatla. Rashi says she brought some bafshit of an ateach Eitzel Habisbeach. If he wants, he's able to go and shecht it. Take it apart, cut it apart, right near the Mizbeah. There's another way you can learn also. Maybe it helps you not even mark it. Let's say it got lost, it was avud, you didn't even do it. So let's say it's Efshel Levatla, maybe you don't even have to have it at all. Not because you do it close to the Mizbeah. So Rashi learns it in Menachos. So over here again, the other Mazu, I love the Seifarim, the Kevesh, and it has a bit of an avayda, maybe we should say the same thing by Halacha. Echad gully gully, echad la gully lo gully. Something more though. Echad gully gully, where the Torah was begala beferish. Halacha sevarim, where the Torah says you dafke need a kayin. But halacha sadam, that the Torah was never begala the din kayin. Echadabi. According to Reb Shimon, where it's Efshel Levatla in Svara, maybe you don't need a kayin. I've called the chayin here. Great thing, Baram. My Allah say Baram the kevish below back the kapara of the clouds, not back in the kapara. And now, what became my kahuna? Allah has dam the ma'akve kapara, where it's certainly essential for the kapara. Like kol shkei davari, you should need a kayin. And it ran ami over a lover of lozer. Allah bizar psula. A filu le Reb Shimon. Even if you hold like Reb Shimon. That it's an avaida that's Efshel Levatla, it does not mean that it's not an avaida when you do it. Therefore, in that case, avada, if a czar does it, he apostles it. The Gemara originally said that this, the fact that it's Efshel Levatla, I mean that it's Efshel Levatla, is a reason not to consider it to be an avaida. And that's the reason why he holds that it's not going to puzzle like every other avaida of Shalom Lishma. The Gemara says, what's your saying like that? It doesn't have a status of being like a regular avaida. Maybe a czar could do it also. Gemara originally brought the pasuk and said, Eirachadami, you could do it bizarre. The maskana is that it's not like that. Even if you hold like Reb Shimon, avada it is an avaida. It's not going to puzzle by Shalom Lishma, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't have a din of an avaida at all. The maskada is, and even if you hold like Reb Shimon, if you have it, you don't need it, but if you have it, it's Zohar's going to apostle it. And I buy lahu now, halacha shalai beregel, when we talk about transporting the dam, halacha shalai beregel, not through walking, but through, not through the regel, but through giving it, we'll give it, have the examples of it. Even if it's not done by regel, it'll have a din of a halacha. Even if it's not being transported by foot, and if it has that status, you'll be able to apostle it. Even shalom lishma, it'll have a din like that. Or a czar, it'll have a din, let's say, of a halacha, even on shalom regel. All the dinim of an avaida. If it's a czar, it'll apostle it. Shalom lishma, it'll apostle it. And the Gemara says, if you would hold that way, halacha shalom beregel shema halacha elai shema halacha. Tashema, let's see. V'chein yoshev v'chein small puzzle. What did we learn over here also? V'chein yoshev v'chein small puzzle. That we have the brisa that we brought on the very top of the amid that we have. Say shikr, balmum, b'chabalum, b'halacha, b'zrika, puzzle, v'chein yoshev v'chein small. Says that it passes by halacha, the Kabbalah by halacha, the Kabbalah by halacha, Bezrika, it's possible by all of them. Mashma, what is the case of Yoshev? Okay, Yoshev, became small puzzle. Mashma, how it means Yoshev, he's not walking. Okay, hi, babe. Do you know the Yoshev? Let's say he's Ivan Dumya the Yoshev. He transfers it from one hand to the other, or from one person to another kayan. Then you have a line of kayhanim. And one's giving it like an assembly line. Carbon Pesach, like to have my Carbon Pesach, the same thing. Maybe it's an assembly line. I give you the dam, your home, you give the dam to somebody else, you give a dam, it's a whole assembly line, and nobody's moving. I may do me the ice shave kosher. Okay, the ice shave, I may do me the ice shave, that's why I will be kosher. The Oma Yashem, the Kassar, no, the Kassar Mesha, Mesa. Maybe it's different. Maybe even when we're talking about Yashem, we're not talking that he's not doing anything. He's not moving. Maybe he's shuffling. He's moving. He's sitting down and he's moving. He's shuffling. And I'm into the Yashem that I import him, but he's also moving. But Erchanadi, if Imamish would be stationary, there it's different. In Toshima and other right. Shachat Yisrael, the Kibbal, Akayed, Dustal, Lechavero, 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 by this type of assembly line. What happens? Shachat Yisrael, the Kibbal, Akayed, is Mekabel. Again, and he gives it Lechavero. Again, who is that going on? Also, by Carbon Pesach, that we said, that you're saying, by the case of the Carbon Pesach, when the Mishnah tells us that they did it through an assembly line of giving the dam one to the other, nobody's doing a halacha. The feet, with the feet anyway. Nasa l'chavero l'chavero, hasadami that I didn't do portal. L'chavami. It's not talking that it's a pure assembly line. One kayin takes the dam, gives it to the next kayin, and he gives it to the next kayin. It's not like that. They have to be walking. Umayka mashmalad, so what is the point? Maraivam hadras melech. The point of telling us over there that they did it, because the mitzvah was much more, it was glorified more, because the more kahanim that were there. The kayin was mikabel. And he gave it to a puzzle. What does it say here and what he does? Yamzer the kosher. Kayin was mikabel. He gives it to a puzzle. He should give it back. No. Yamzer, because no. Yamzer, you should give it back to the kosher. Now. Yeah, why? Yamzer the kosher, because, hear what Rashi tells us. Yamzer the kosher, shenasfel, give it back to the one that gave it to him. And it tells us two things. Chada, that it does not become puzzle, with the fact that someone that was puzzled was there in the middle being mafsik. Yashmu Edenba, the halacha zu, sha'asa ha'kosher, sha'laim beregel, sha'haishit the puzzle, that he stretched it out and he gave it to the puzzle, who was standing there, b'tzad ha'mizbeach, it was laynas v'hefsher, it was not done properly. The laishma halacha, and it's not called the halacha. Diktariyamzi read it, let him give it back, because that does not count. You're able to rectify it.
A do-over.
Diktariyamzi read it, let me share this to love. The halacha shalem regal shma halacha. See the Rashi, you're going to say that it has a shem of being a halacha. It means it's a halacha psula. Laishma diktariyamzi read it. The halacha shalem regal, it's called the halacha. Which means it's a halacha that's done, it's a halacha psula. Amayam zired al yachar. Why give it backwards to the one that originally gave it to him? Yaval kosher v'yit lenu niyado. If you're going to say that the halacha shalei berego has a shem of being a legitimate halacha, amayam zired al yachar, yaval kosher v'yit lenu niyado v'tzad ha-mizbeach, v'zet lo yoshiten alo, and he should not go and give it to him. Ella the Maisa, it's the Mabiyama of it. What did he do? What did he do? He just let Hoshel go and he'll take it away from him. if you're going to tell me that he gives it back, so he said, must be, that's what we're going to say, that the halacha shalei barego is called the halacha. What are you going to say? That it is a halacha, it's a legitimate halacha. Why should you tell me? Why should you tell me that he has to give it back? It must be that it doesn't have a shev of being a halacha at all, and therefore give it back. Hamayam serbi kosher, so like Rashi continues and tells us, why should the din be Hamayam ser kosher litzana bizbeyah? Mi'ikam ledu, itledu miyad ha'pasol, the halacha is kosher, kama kama, kshera. The halacha of the original one was kosher. Again, machano. We say over here, what do we say? Tosh, shachat Yisrael, v'kipa l'akoyin, nasta l'chavero, v'chavero l'chavero. Over there he was not important. Fine. Kipa l'akosher, v'nasta, and he gave it to the puzzle. He gave it to the puzzle. Yamzah the kosher, let him give it back to the kosher. Now, why does Yamzah the kosher? It says he gives it back to the kosher. Because what the kosher did does not help. It doesn't have a shem of being a halacha. Ema Yamzah a kosher mi kabla. So to go by Reinachinami, what it means is, Ema Yamzah a kosher mi kabla. Maybe it is a legitimate halacha. And let a kosher go, I mean, mikabel it from him. Look, therefore, it'll be able to work. Therefore, it worked. Right. When he gave it to him, he didn't go walk with it, but when the kosher came and he gave it to him, that was part of the halacha, and it was a legitimate halacha. I mean, after all, it was done by a kohen. And what did the other, what was the role of the one that was puzzled? It was only a maisetzlava. He didn't do anything. So therefore, what do you do? The halacha that the kosher did was good. Why not? The halacha was a legitimate halacha. And let him, it'll be, and he'll finish it. Another kosher will go take it from him, and he'll continue the halacha. It must be that if you hold that he has to give it back, it doesn't count. And if it doesn't count, what do we see from here? We see from here, halacha shalei beregel does not count. And what will happen if you hold halacha shalei beregel as loishma halacha? Rashi at the Med says here, loishma halacha. See again, like the Gemara is saying, Yikmar Omar Ula Omar Rabbi Yechon, halacha shalei beregel, loishma halacha. Remember, before, what did Rashi say when we brought this shaila that we have of halacha shalei beregel? What's enough gemina whether it has a shem halacha? You see the Rashi before we get to the Rashi at the end. Shema halacha. You see the Rashis before? Shema halacha, Elay Shema halacha.
Impossible, Bamashama.
Did everybody have that? Shema halacha. You see the Rashi? A little past the halfway mark of the Amid. Shema halacha means it has a Tairas halacha, a Tairas Abayda. Upasla Bamashama. The Rabbanah. And according to the Rabbanan that argued with Reb Shimon, the Shaloli Shema will pass on. Because it has a din of halacha. Oh, Imas Azar, Psula. Let's say Azar would do it. It's called an Avaida, it's called the halacha. Even according to Reb Shimon, the way the Gemara came out. Even if you're like Reb Shimon, right, who holds that you can't think about it, where there's no Psul Machshava by it, but even Reb Shimon holds that a halacha that's not bizarre will pass. What about a halacha shalai beregel? Will that pass? So as we see in Afkamina is whether or not, whether it has a shem halacha, and whether the psulim of Avayda apply to a halacha shalai beregel. Now Rashi says something else more than that. The bottom line, the last Rashi, what does he say? When it was a question of him being the Kabul, of being the Maisa Itzlava, and he has to give it back. Why does he have to give it back? Because Halacha Shalai Beregos, Laishma Halacha. Now what does Rashi say? Laishma Halacha, the Yainak Shera, Lahalicha, Lahalicha came, the Eimach Shava Mephagelisba. Eimach Shava cannot be used to be Mephagelit. Alright, that's fine. That part we'd expect. What else does he say? It's not kosher to go and do the halacha that way. You have to, so in other words, one is, there are two dinim in halacha. One is, that's an avaida. You can be a mefago by it, a machshava by it, machshava psula, then that's fine. But there's another din. The other din is that you need a legitimate halacha.
If you pass it off
in a way where it does not have a shem of being a halacha, then the carbon is possible. It's not that it's nothing, stop. What's Rashi saying? Shema halacha. It has a shem, it says it has a shem of being a halacha. I mean, leishma halacha. And what happens if it's leishma halacha? It does not mean that it doesn't have, it does not mean that because leishma halacha only nothing happened there, for there's no psul machshava only, and there's no psul zaris. That's true also, of course. That's good. But it's not neutral. Neutral would mean that you don't have to do anything over again. Why do you have to do it over again? Because you need halacha, and this does not count.
It's not an istiva.
It's not going to passel when he's only an istiva, but it's going to passel because of some other reason. Because you need halacha. And therefore, if the Kayan gave it to this czar, did he do a maisa halacha? No. So what? Say this. That's a passel. Didn't passel. The czar didn't do it. The Kayan did it, and it does not have a Sheva being halacha. Did he think about Sheva Psula? No. Was he thinking about Sheva Fagelis? No. What did he do? All he did, gave it over to his czar. So what did he do wrong? Did he do a halacha Psula? No. He didn't even do a halacha. So he didn't do a halacha. So start from that on. Start from that point on. It's not out. Doesn't help. He has to give it back, Sokrashi. The guy that has it, the puzzle that has to give it back to the original Kayan, because there's a halacha that's necessary to transport it from the place where he is to the Mizbeach. And he did, and it has to be done in a legitimate way of halacha. Somebody has a Sheva big halacha. If the halacha is Shalai Beregel, then you're not yaitzah with that. The whole thing is going to be puzzle.
If you walk over to
wait. Laishma halacha. The Enoch Shera. And if it's Leishma Halacha, it's not kosher to continue being Melech. Another thing that you see over here also, wait a second. Another thing you see over here also, Chayr, that if you hold that it's the Halacha Shalai Berego, it's no good. It's not only, let's say you had 25 steps to the Mizbeach. One step you did Shalai Berego. 24 steps you did Berego. No good. No good. The whole carbon is puzzle. The whole thing is going to be puzzle. Yeah.
And you also see from there that.
What?
You need all of them to walk.
You need all of them. Yeah. You need all of them. That's right. Very good. Yeah, very good. You understand right. Very good. By the carbon Pesach, what we're saying, that if you hold halacha shlei beregos, leishma halacha, so how did they do it by that assembly line? So it says they were nine porta. Who was nine porta? Like Shwilar to say, all of them have to do it. If one of them does it, the other ones don't do it, it's no good. What does it mean nine porta? If there were 20 kaihanim that were there, eight mailachit, each one of them has to be nine. Each one of them has to be nayin purta before he gives it to the other one. If only one did it, it's not the yaitzer. If you did your yaitzer already, halacha beregel. No. It has to be the entire halacha where it's being. Now, this creates especially a problem in the Rambam. If the light again, the way we're saying over here, you see, vice versa, that the whole thing over here has to be done this way. Right? The halacha. When the Rambam brings it, Mishal Melech, as I've been the Rambam paskins also halacha shlei beregos leishma halacha, and the Rambam holds, but it's more than that. The Rambam holds if you did it babish or the side of the mizbeach. Remember, Reb Shimon said what? It's efshel lebatla. What does it mean? It's efshel lebatla. You can do it in the way it's not necessary. It obviates the whole need to the way kind of halacha. You do it right next to the mizbeach. The Rambam argue and they hold what? Rabbi, have to hear this over here, Rabbi. There's a subtle difference here. What do the Rabbanin hold when they hold that you can think of Makshama Psula at the time of the Halacha, and they don't hold because it's Efshel Levatla, you know, the Makshama will not pass on. So the Pashtus, Balabatish, maybe even not Balabatish, the way you would say it, is because it's true that Avada, like you, Rav Shimon, are saying it's Efshel Levatla, but so what? In a case where he's not Mevatlit, and he does it 10 feet away from the Mizbeach, over there, he was not Mevatlit, and therefore the Machshavu will pass on. The other way to learn is, by Sais Kori to the Rambam, they hold that it's not Efshel Levatla at all. Well, what'll happen, according to the Rabbanin, if you shechted it right samach to the Mizbeach, and it obviated the whole need for the halacha, that carbon is puzzle. Because a carbon, it's absolutely essential that there has to be an avayda of halacha. Not like Rav Shimon. They're not arguing in a tzvara machshava of Asher Levatla. They're arguing with the din of halacha, whether a carbon needs halacha. Like Rav Shimon, a carbon does not need halacha. It's Asher Levatla. Therefore what? Therefore, Machshava is not going to pass on, right? What are the Rabbanin hold? It's not that the Rabbanin hold are masking him that a carbon does not need halacha, but after became the halacha, the Machshava is going to pass on. Yes, a carbon needs halacha. So how do you do the halacha? According to the Rabbanin, halacha shleima regel is no good. You have to shecht it rachaik from the Mizbeach. The Mishnah says that what happens according to the Rabbanin? Let's say you moved a little bit. You did halacha beregel. Somewhat, 2 steps, 3 steps. That can be yitzim. Now that already is not so pushy. Because if we see in our whole Gemara that we have the giant Mishnah Melech over here, by the way. But if you, but from our Gemara, vice the Mashmos is, if halacha shalai beregel, zlai shma halacha, it means that you have to have halacha beregel throughout. The Babish, like you're saying, by the way, assembly line that they had by the Karban Pesach, and it says that it's Nayit Purta. If you hold that, it's Nayit Purta, if you hold that, that it was working there, and it was Halach Shlema Regal, and Gleish with Webby Paskin, it's Leishma Halacha. Nayit Purta goes on whom? Everybody. Not on one person. Now, according to the Rambam, according to the way we're saying it, Abadi, you have to say how that's going to work. We see the way Rashi says where it's Nayin Purta. I don't know if he says it. We have a riot from the Rashi, the way he says, the Seder Pesach. Then it says Nayin Purta. But here it doesn't really say Nayin Purta. Who's the ones that do it? According to the way we're saying over here, and Rashi's telling us at the end, what the way he's saying it over here. Lo shmo halacha. And therefore what? The eight of Shera. The halicha came. The eight makshav by Selzma. Lo shmo halacha, and it's not kosher to be mailachit like that. So what do? You have to go, like Rashi said before also, you have to give it back. See, again, what he said before also, the same thing. Yashmeinim, the halacha zu sha'asa ha'kosha, sha'lai b'regel, sha'hoishit l'pasol, sha'hoi'oibim, b'tzad ha'mizbe'yach, lai nasa be'hechsher, v'lai shma halacha. I'm reading the Rashi, d'ibra maskil, yamza l'kosha. So it doesn't have a shem a big halacha, you gotta give it back. But like shmei halacha, diktari yamsi renu, mishen asna lo. The e halacha shalei berego, if halacha shalei berego was shma halacha, amai yamsi renu liyacha. Why give it back? Back of him. To give it to the kite that's behind him. Right, Amai Yatsi Reda Liyacha, why should he give it back to the Kayan who's behind him? Yabo Kosher Biyiklena. What was wrong with what he did? The Tzad Biyiklena Biyado, and he'll go take it, continue taking it, the Tzad of his Beach. The Zed Lo Yashitana Lo, And he won't give it to him. All right, that he'll go take it himself. Hell, the vice is still the Abba. So why is it that he has to give it back? He has to give it back. He has to give it back because if he doesn't give it back, what was done? There was no halacha that was done. Right. That's right. Like Shmuel is saying, you have to give it back, A. And then do a legitimate, then he has to walk. Give it back to the original Kayan, and then he'll do the legitimate halacha. If those 6 inches, right, that he was standing there, did not have a legitimate halacha on the whole carpet as possible.
He do the Zvika there?
What?
If he started off with Akshadar Eno, he stopped and do the Zvika? Or no, since I did a halacha before.
Oh, what did you do? According to Reb Shimon?
According to Reb Shimon.
But how far are you from the Mizbeach?
If you
did a legitimate halacha, you can be Zayrik. According to Reb Shimon, even if you didn't do a legitimate halacha, you do it inside, you didn't do any halacha at all.
Is it going
to
be an
active
that I can't do a
Zayrik
now, or I have to redo the whole halacha?
According to Reb Shimon?
No,
he gave it.
5 cents.
Reb Shimon holds that you can get out of doing a halacha if you do it in the side of the Mizbeach. But let's say you did it 20 feet away from the Mizbeach. Then you need a halacha. Even halacha Shleim Berego. Even if it has to be a halacha, halacha Shleim Berego doesn't count. Even according to Reb Shimon, you'll need the halacha. You need the halacha there. Let's see what Reb Shimon holds. Go ahead and explain more than that.
He says the
Mishnah
Melech closes in the
Ramzah. Yeah, that's what I brought from Mishnah Melech. That's a giant Mishnah Melech. And that's what he said. That's what I'm saying. The Mishnah Melech entertains this in the Rambam, that is law, if the Rambam holds, he has to be done rach. The Rambam is beferish that. It has to be done rach of the Mizbeach. You do it right on the side of the Mizbeach, the carbon is possible. You have to do it rachay from the Mizbeach. Now the Mishnah Melech comes and says, you do it fine rachay from the Mizbeach, but then you take 2 steps per regel. Is that good or not? So he says that could be good. Now from our Gemara would be Masha that it's no good. If halacha shalay beregel, it's not called a halacha. That means it has to be, like you said, it has to mean that it has to be nayin porta, every person, every step that's involved. You cannot, if it needs 25 steps from where you are to the Mizbeach, that every step has to be done by regular. You do 1 step out of line, and it's not.
You can't say the
Korban had a halacha. Who are you bringing over there? Said the Mishnah, that's all part of the Mishnah Melech. That's all part of the Mishnah Melech. Yeah. Right, so let's see more. So let's see, though. Amar of Yechidin. Halacha shalai by regular, leishma halacha. Again, the way we're saying again, there are 2 dinim that we have here that it's going to be relevant. One is, it does not have a shem avaydes halacha. If you think of machshava psula or machshava pigol, it will not work. Number two, it will not work because it doesn't have a shem of being an avayda. Number two, if it does not have a shem of being an avayda, and you need the avayda, because it's 20 steps away from the Mizbeach, then you'll need it also. You might have said, all right, it doesn't have a Shema being a Veda. So what, so let's say, and we'll see more about this, of course, coming up. Let's say you did Halacha Shalai Berego and you are 20 feet away from the Mizbeach. It doesn't have a Shema being a Halacha. The Gzar will not passel it. The Machshava will not passel it. But no harm done. No, you didn't do anything. So you didn't do anything. It blives like you shechted it somach to the Mizbeach. Let's say you were 20 feet away from the Mizbeach and you did 10 steps shalai berega. What did he do? No harm done. What did he do? He didn't do anything. No, Rashi, no. You got to give it back. If you need a halacha, it has to be a legitimate halacha. That's what should come out. So we'll see more about this. Let's see what's going to happen. It's not pushing what I'm saying now. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechonin, halacha shleh beregel leishma halacha. What about this? Efsher li skuda, alo efsher li skuda. Let's say you did it.
just said it's after this.
Yeah, very good. So Shmuel Aaron is saying, what do you want to ask? We just brought a riot before Reshes to this. Tasha, absolutely skuna, I lie, absolutely skuna. Can you be a second? How would you do it? You give it back. Rashi here says, absolutely skuna, whoever did it, you did it, Shalai Beregel. Amrinan, the Ein Halacha, we say that, what did you do? No harm done, you didn't do any halacha at all. But the Ein Halacha, upsula, the Hadassah Shalai Yelchasa. Meal, however, how do we understand that psul? Yeshla takada, mahavzira leachayre. Let him go and give it behind him, where he took it from. Belauzer, to do over. Like you said, Belauzer, Belahilach Beregel, do the whole thing over again. Or maybe there's no takada. Once you did it, it passes it even. In other words, Halacha Shalai Beregel, once it's done improperly,
over.
Finished. It's over. No do-overs. After the skuna, I after the skuna. Touch him out.
That's the
dark
carbon.
How big was it? Touch him out. Kibel, but so you're asking very legitimately. What do we just want to riot to this? Touch him out. Kibel akasher benasad lapasol. Kibel akasher. The kasher was mekabel the dam, and then he gave it to a pasol. What does he do? Yalzer the kasher. He give it back. What do you mean give it back? How can he give it back? I mean, he nabbed the answer kasher kikap lenu. He's talking daitas. Lai eshen liskuna. All that, it's not a do-over. You can't have a do-over. And it's irrevocable. The psuul. He's slalos. I don't think he can't pass it. How can he rectify it? He's sabres. No, that's not the case. He's sabres. The kai zar gavai. What do you think? Where's the czar standing in that case? We thought that he's standing closer to the Mizbeach. Well, the Kai Zar Barai. Maybe the Zar's farther away from the Mizbeach. And therefore, over here, it works. Because when he gave it over to that person, he didn't accomplish anything as far as bringing it closer to the Mizbeach. When the person was Mekabel the Dam, he was 20 feet away from the Mizbeach. Now what? Now, he gave it to the guy that was in front of him. So we thought the whole time, yeah, so now how far away is it from his bed? 19 feet. No. He gave it to him behind him. Instead of being 20 feet away from the Mizbeach, he's 21 feet away from the Mizbeach. Not 19, 21.
That you can fix. Went back one.
And that you can fix.
He didn't do anything.
That's right, because he didn't do anything. As far as helping and being closer to the Mizbeach, he didn't do anything. That's right. I don't hear what you said.
He lost some yardage.
Right. Yeah. See what you're doing yesterday. Okay. So maybe from over here we don't have the riot.
Oh, Rebbe, here's the Rashi the Rebbe is looking for. Rebbe, here's the Rashi the Rebbe is looking for.
What, me?
Here's the Rashi the Rebbe is looking for. Rashi says, by he the psochim b'denaybi,
u'kidushanina. This
is the Rashi Rebbe is looking for.
Which one?
Posla. Posla.
What the Amid is going on?
An Amid Aleph. Test of Amid Aleph. Here it is.
A Posla. Later on, you mean? The Fila Sakayet Paisela Saddam, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know whether or not all of them did it.
We're saying it's 90.
We're saying that it means all of them were 90.
That's
just
us.
That's what we're saying in the Mishnah Melech. There's got to be the Mishnah Melech learning in the Rambam. He's saying that as long as you do a little bit from over here, the whole thing Mara is telling us that they all have to move. All of them have to move. Right? Okay. That's what we see from over here. Itma again. Let us not start again. Itma Alma Lama Rabbi Yehuda Logoshle Beregov Sula. Alma La Yashad Liskuna. Now, if we're saying over here, Halagashem Beregov is puzzled, but puzzled is Mashmatit. It's irrevocable. It's possible. Oh, good. You can't rectify. Eisvei Rab Nachman Liula. Now, let's take a look here. Nishpach Mina Kli Ala Ritzpa. We're talking about a case. We'll have later on, of course, more. There's a difference between whether the dam came out of the behemoth's neck directly onto the floor where there was no Kabbalah over there. It's irrevocable. It's possible. On the other hand, let's say there was a legitimate Kabbalah in a kli, and then it fell from the kli. It spilled out of the kli. Dishmach bin ha-kli al ha-ritzvah. The osma and masra, and then he gathered it from the floor. Not there any discussion. No problem. Why? Why should it's no problem? Because it was a kabbalah. Now, where did the dab spill? Question, it means it spilled closer to the Mizbeach. And therefore, what do you have to do now? Now that you gathered it up, it's a halacha shel beregel because he has less of a halacha to make. No, it's not the case. And you say that it's able to work. Don't you see over here the halacha shel beregel is acceptable as a legitimate halacha? No. How did it spill? It did not spill towards the Mizbeach. It spilled away from the Mizbeach. How could that be? The Barai, nothing, the Gavai, Lohayo.
Splat.
How could that be? Does splat splash all in every direction? Yeah, the Makom Madrin, whom there was an incline, so it didn't spill that because it was on an incline. Yeah, not Gishmak. I mean, kind of an incline at the Azara. The Rebbe was staggered, but it wasn't on an incline. I mean, they're not the same levels, of course, but they were where the bucket where you were, it was flat. All right. I know, this is a problem. Maybe there was an imperfection in the floors. I don't know exactly the Madrin, but Mukha Madrin. There's no Madrin in the floor of the Azara. The floor itself had an imperfection. That's what I mean. Okay. There's an imperfection in the floor, maybe. Ima is Hema or Beguma. There was a Guma. Yeah, one of the tiles was jolted loose or something. And therefore, no. No. The Ima is Hema fell into there, so it did splash towards the Mizbeach. And therefore, everything fell into this hole. The Imai Seima or Bismicha. We talk about the dam was thick and it didn't slide. So we're talking about such a Nehechon Timtzin to tell me the case. Should have told me the case. When that's not the case, I'm Zetzing and I, such a Kimtis. The Ida, the Tani, the Edech Pirkin, besides that, we learn Nishpach ala Ritzba, the Asma Opaso. And if it spilled on the floor and they gathered it, it's possible where it directly came from the behemoth, as opposed from the kli where it's kosher. Literally say Babed Varma Murim. Where is it going to be kosher? She also the chutz. I'm a bit less with them. You should have been mechalak and said possible. Kufta. And therefore, for the fact that it says that it doesn't say like that, I don't know, from over here it wouldn't be mashma, that it wouldn't be kosher. Itmar halacha shel beregel machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. Now the Gemara brings halacha shel beregel is going to be tali in machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. The Gemara now it's machlekes Rashi here comes and says machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan the Masnisin he have the avayna ilal. You see the Rashi right before the white lights. The Reb Shimon lo havia avida, he havia avida. The Reb Shimon is not an avida. Vaktani matzisin. Reb Shimon machshir mehiluch. The lo posa machshave b'haylacha shelay beregel.
Only talking about shelay.
He's talking about shelay. Yeah, and the kipton. How we're saying over here? That we should the lavaylacha. The Gemara is saying a whole different way to learn it. We never said the Pshat and Rav Shimon like this. Shimon's talking about halacha in general. Now the Gemara is saying what? That the reason of Rav Shimon, why he holds that a machshavah will not pass us because he's talking about halacha shalai berega on smashma halacha. Machlaikis Rav Shimon Rabban about halacha. Now, so when I was explaining it before, like Rashi, now we have to see what the case is. Now, not question here either.
So this is all in
clear for
Kasha?
Yeah.
Mishpah?
No, stop. Even without Mishpah. No. But the Gemara would arrive from there would be Masha that it works. But now the Gemara says maybe this should be Tali and Rav Shimon and the Rabban. Now, the Halacha Rabbasi, if you're talking about a long Halacha, 20 steps, the Chuli Alma, everybody holds where it's long or far, it's a distance away. Everybody holds that it's a puzzle. Everybody holds it's a puzzle because there a halacha is needed, and it has to be, once it's needed, it has to be done properly, and the avoda has a shem avoda. Keep linking the halacha zutrasi. Where's the machlaikis? By a halacha, which is a short halacha. Well, you don't really need it. There's no, you don't, you didn't write Mamish by the side of the Mizbeach. And Rashi over here comes again and says, by halacha Rabbasi Maskanahi Lemilsei, click on the flourish, he's explaining, and it says, where is it that the Chiplingi Rav Shimon Verabbanim, only by halacha Zutrasi Plingi, Sheshachat Mitzad HaMizbeach, you shifted it aside of the Mizorak, the Hainu Shalai Beregel. Ava Bahalacha, Rabasi, the Hainu Beregel, meaning what Beregel? Everybody, even from Shimon agrees, Lo Pligi. The Kaban Lysing Lovi Mansnisim. Later on, the Gemara will ask for the Mishnah. It's clear that it's not like that. The Shaminim, because we learned in our Mishnah. How do we learn our Mishnah? Think about regular Halacha. He did it 20 feet away from the Mizbeah. The Mishnah Dami, Rachak bin Hamizbech, Bachshir Reb Shimon, Arai bin Iktani, Shim Ratsa, Sheikha bin Sad Hamizbech, Mizorek. The Gemara is going to ask, the Gemara thinks that Reb Shimon is thinking that he did it, but Sad Hamizbech. The Mishnah is saying that any kind of halacha, according to Reb Shimon, will not pass. Why? Because if he wanted to, he could have done it in the side of the Mizbech. But the Gemara is not thinking, not assuming that now. If you're going to say that there is such a thing, keep linking, where are they arguing only? Where it's far away from the Mizbeach, Avada, everybody holds that Avada, it has a Sheva being a halacha, and everybody knows that it's going to pass. Shalai Bereg, Machlaik, Halacha, Rabbasi, Kulalyam, Allah, Pligi, everybody holds it's puzzle. It has to be a legitimate halacha where halacha is needed. But close to the Mizbeach, that's where the machlokes is. If that's the case, but they're arguing, by halacha zutrasi. They laughed at that. In the Marav in Eretz Yisrael, when they heard that, they thought it was very funny. Elachato Soleif, the Psulim of Machshava, the Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, that you're saying that halacha zutrasi, it's not a halacha at all, and you would not be able to pass all. How could you have a case of Makshama Psula then by the halacha? By Chata Soai, Fechay Mashkach Asla, why? Eat a Choshim Alomi Kavi Dalai Pikdam. What are you going to say? You're going to pass it before the dam shoots off the ife itself after the Malika. Like Klomai. That's nothing. It didn't let that happen yet. The buzzer did not affect them. What are you going to say? After the dab is already flying through the air? After the dab is flying through the air, he thinks the mashava. He's not even a mitzvah. So then it's a fedekopli already. What's he doing? He's not involved in the maizad. Or the dab is flying through the air. My kushya. Piyomor v'nefarish v'atavata v'nisbeyach. Let me say the whole thought first. We're talking that it was flying through the air. But until it actually gets to the Mizbeach, you can think about Shemin the Avaida is not complete. Where's Talia see a side here in Azar? The Tilman actually gets to the Mizbeach, then if the Avaida is not complete, the Raya, the Havami, the Rabbi, the Zera. Haya Mazev, he was sprinkling the dam of a Chatas Oif.
What do you do? What do you...
I'll have to read it first. Benikta Yada Shal Mazev, then he became a Baal Mum. He became a Baal Mum after he did it. He's finished already, but he did. But before the dam got to the Mizbeach, he became a Baal Mum. Achelo, he gave dam to Yamarham Mizbeach. What's the deal about Amar Leib Sula? The Hazar's puzzle. Even though it was after the Hazar that he became a Baal Mum. By Taiba, Vihiza Venusad Ba'idan. Because there is a, the Avaida is Vihiza Venusad. It's not called Venusad until it comes to the Yavar of Ismayah. And therefore he was able to become a Baal Mum even though the Hazar is finished. And therefore, that's where the Makshavu would be able to be also. Just a Rav Papa, Rav Huda, Beit HaMishua, Bechit, Bebe, Rav Amri. Haynu Chucha. That was the joke of the Machaka Alaba Marava. Uma Haylacha Rabasi. But what are we saying? There are no, everybody agrees, even Rav Shimon, that it's Haylacha Rabasi, about it's going to puzzle. Uma Haylacha Rabasi, lo pligi, maki pligi, Haylacha Rabasi, pligi. Now, Mishnah, what do they tell? What did Rav Shimon say? Pasha Rav Shimon, he says, because it's optional about law, but it means he's possibly good. He's saying that that doesn't pass by any kind of halacha. No. Now, this is where it gets exciting.
Every time is up.
Yeah, we can't stop right in the middle of the line, though. Elamahailacha Sutrisi. The Kula Yaba Lo Plingi. What's the Girsa? Our Girsa is the Lai Patsla. You take a look at the Bach, and we see Rashi, the two Girsos over here. Rashi takes it out.
Patsla.
We take it out, and it says, Hashas, you see the kid? We take that, you take out that Lo Plingi, the Lai Patsla. Or the Girsa is Farmacher of the Patsla. But they take it out. Rashi, you have two different ways to learn over here. He said, Nachma, Oba Lacha Rabasi Pligi, Nachma, Oba Lacha Sutrasi Nicholi Abba Lo Pligi. Look, the guy here says, the light Pasla. Keep Pligi, Oba Lacha Rabasi. The Bachleike says, Bedafka, by Halacha Rabasi, the exact opposite of what we're talking about. Halacha, now what? So now what? We take a look at the Rashi here. Now we have a mitzvah, since it makes very big nafkaminas over here. You look at the Rashi, Elamah Halacha Zutrisi, Kuliyamalo Pligi Nipsula. See Rashi's Girsa?
Yeah.
Halacha Zutrasi, everybody holds the exact opposite of what we said. That is puzzle, Garcinon. Why? B'taima Mishum de Eyev Shelevatel. The reason is because it's Eyev Shelevatelet. You must absolutely have it. And if you do it in a way, we're going to do it so it has to be done in the knife and of a halacha, which you absolutely need. And therefore, if you have a makshava, it's going to puzzle, according to everybody, even Reb Shimon. Uman, the goris, the lai pasla, according to the one that's goris over here, lai pasla, taima bishum the lav klobi. The reason it says lai pasla is because it didn't do anything. The eight shame, before this reading, the eight shame hailacha aleha, and there is no shame hailacha on it. It's all part of this Rika that he's thinking. So again, when he does it close to the Mizbeach, he did it close to the Mizbeach, that's right. And there's no, so the Mitzvah, there's no walking over here.
We're comparing that
to the, so they would say it's similar to the Din by Chatzos Oif. So there, that's what many going to say. Because he's not walking, therefore nothing was done. Nothing was done, so there's nothing possible. On the other hand, maybe, you know, look at it like that. It might mean nothing was done. Whatever has to be done is there. It's all part of the love, the setting up of the Hazar and the Zrika. And therefore, Adarab, everybody's going to hold over there the apostles. Tosfos over here comes and tells us a very, very big essential yesod. When we talk about the Zrikas of Chatas HaOif, Tosfos comes and he says, L'dami libaya the Rav Avin. You ever see the Tosfos, Chatas HaOif, the Pasul Mahecha Mashkach Hashla?
Yeah.
Lucky the Chatas HaOif, Pasul Mahshava, Mahazam, he nothing at the bottom of his Beyach. Tosfos comes over here and he says, he might like Saver.
Which one?
Elami calls Rika di Alba, lo Kashile. The Kashu is only by Chatas HaOif. By Hazam Chatas HaOif. From a regular Zrika, the Gemara never had a problem. He becoming the late book Dab Mina Kli. If before the dab came out of the kli, the guys in lab clothing, he bussed the nafik. He's having a mitzvah. We shouldn't have been a mafresh lay, been a mafresh lay at the mata. Lo, he's having mitzvah. Because until the time that it came into onto the mizbeach by a regular zrika, the mitzvah was not done. Avo bahaza. So the night of Chabina, the night Sarech Mizbeach. He doesn't need a Mizbeach. Meaning he have a Hazar the Pareches. Bein Habadim. By Hazar of the Pareches and Bein Habadim, it doesn't have to hit the Pareches or the Bein Habadim. In the same way over here, also the same thing. Navi Hazar of Abisha Leinoga. And the Gemara thought that over here would be the same thing. Right. But by Hazar, that it's not like that. The Lord Tzarek Mizbech, and the Maskana is, he's even able to become a Balmum. The Avaida is not Nigmar until it hits the Mizbeach.
Unlike the Pareches
or Beit Abadim. Let's say what happened. Somebody would throw the dam to the Beit Pareches and Beit Abadim, and a kite would intercept it.
Well,
it's good. It doesn't have to hit the bottom, though. You don't hit the bottom.
Well, the kite doesn't become
stuck. Okay, Tom became a bomb. He became a bomb, Beit Abadim. Beit Abadim, he speaks doing it, or he speaks Shpritzkin against the Pareches, and he became a bomb then. He does not become puzzle. But by Chatas HaOif, he does.
Why,
I will have to be Mabshachet with this.
What's the difference? Yeah, so how do we know that difference? That's what Rabbi has to explain.
What?
How do we know this? How do we know there's a difference? Where did you see
it? He's of an Asan.
The he's of an Asan.
The he's of an Asan, the Gemara's learning it out. The Asan means that you have to, it has to be a target. Has to hit the target.
Unlike the Bein Habadim. And that's unlike the Bein Habadim.
Unlike Beit Abadim, that's just the din of a Maisa Hazar.
Wow. Okay, why is that? That's a good question.
I mean, remember, by the Pareches, we'd have the Gemaras. You know,
he said, when
the Gemaras in Yuma, they didn't hit it.
It didn't hit it.
I mean, they, you know, when they saw that it got...
It wasn't on the same line.
It has to hit the Pareches, whether it's a Baram Novishel Tibor or the Gemaras, yeah.
Rabbi Yossi says it didn't hit the right line.
Yeah.
Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, right. Oh, yeah. All right.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekomis on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.